Do you love food? Well, who doesn't? But what if you have to keep trying different types of food and be paid for it? Then your career calling could be to become a food taster. But mind you, this is a serious career, as food tasters are responsible for testing and reviewing new food products. So welcome, fellow foodies and flavor aficionados, to another mouth-watering episode of the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. Today, we are diving into a career that's sure to tickle your taste buds and tantalize your senses, the world of food tasting. Get ready to embark on a delicious journey where every bite is an adventure, every flavor is a discovery, and every meal is a masterpiece waiting to be savored. So grab your fork, loosen your belt, and join me as we explore the savory secrets of the culinary kingdom. Hello all, I'm Kapil Gupta, founder of Study Abroad Academy. I'm on a mission to coach and mentor 100,000 high school students and help them realize the dream of studying in the best universities of the world and build happy careers for themselves. Learning how to become a food taster can improve your odds of having a successful career in the field. Regardless of your education level and professional experience, knowing the steps you need to take to become a food taster can help you reach that goal. And working as a food taster can be a rewarding career, but it requires research and determination. So let's begin by telling you who a food taster is. A food taster is a professional whose main task is to taste food that was prepared by someone else with the purpose of testing for safety and certain characteristics. They do this by taking a small bite out of a certain food and focusing on its key components. They usually avoid swallowing the food and use water to clean their palates between samples. And as a food taster, your primary responsibility is to evaluate the taste, aroma, texture, and overall quality of food and beverage products. This involves sampling a wide range of dishes, ingredients, and beverages to assess their flavor profiles, ingredient balance, freshness, and adherence to quality standards. And their main task is testing various foods for different purposes, such as making sure they comply with quality standards and regulations, and determining their physical and chemical properties. They use instruments such as spectrothermometers, stereo microscopes, and ovens to test flavors and spices for different qualities like moisture, coloring, and oil content. They use predetermined values to assess characteristics like salt content, moisture, and solubility. And aside from tasting, food tasters also smell the foods to make sure the smell is consistent with the flavor and there are no unpleasant odors. And food tasters are also responsible for cleaning and maintaining their labs. And they often work closely with chefs, food scientists, and product developers to provide feedback and recommendations for recipe improvement and product innovation. And additionally, food tasters may participate in sensory panels, taste tests, and culinary events to provide expert opinions and insights to consumers and industry stakeholders. Now let's talk about scope of this profession. In India and abroad, the scope is vast and varied. With the burgeoning food industry and the increasing demand for high-quality culinary experiences, food tasters play a crucial role in ensuring the excellence of food products across various sectors like restaurants, hotels, food manufacturing companies, and culinary competitions. As consumers become more discerning about taste and quality, the need for skilled food tasters continues to grow, presenting ample opportunities for individuals passionate about gastronomy and sensory evaluation. Now, to excel, you must possess a keen sense of taste and smell, along with excellent sensory perception and descriptive abilities, as most interviews have practical tests involving the candidate's ability to correctly identify various basic flavors in both quantity and quality. Some people have a naturally enhanced sense of taste, while others need intense training to get to a professional level of accuracy. And while the ability to assess ingredient quantity and quality is crucial for a food tester, they must also have the necessary theoretical base for recognizing each ingredient and knowing what their optimal taste and quantity are. And a background in food science, culinary arts, or nutrition is beneficial, but not always required. Many food tasters undergo specialized training or certification programs in sensory evaluation and food tasting techniques to refine their palate and enhance their analytical skills. Additionally, strong communication skills, attention to detail, and the ability to work independently and collaboratively are essential traits for success in this field. Now, food tasters need to have the ability to express what they taste as thoroughly as possible, both verbally and in writing. However, given the fact that the most important trait for a food taster is the accuracy of their taste palates, you can improve your odds of being successful in the role by undertaking palate training courses. Aside from teaching you how to identify various tastes, these courses also focus on other aspects, such as the sensation that a certain food leaves in your mouth. Students who graduate from such a course can usually identify multiple specific tastes, aromas, textures, and other aspects of food ingredients. And now coming to the most important question, the salary. Now, it can vary depending on factors such as location, experience, industry sector, and employer. In India, entry-level food tasters may earn between 3 lakhs to 5 lakhs per annum, while experienced professionals with advanced qualification and expertise can command salaries upward of rupees 10 lakhs per annum or more. And salaries for food tasters in international markets such as the United States, Europe, and the Middle East tend to be higher, with some professionals earning six-figure salaries or more, especially in prestigious culinary establishments and food companies. Now, let me outline the steps and considerations involved in pursuing a career in this unique field. Step 1. Work on developing your sense of taste. Regardless of your natural ability to identify various tastes and ingredients, if you want to become a food taster, you have to work on your sense of taste. And some of the ways you can improve your palate are: start with the basic tastes. The 5 basic tastes are sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. Solid palate training usually starts with the ability to identify these tastes either separately or blended with other ingredients. Try new foods. Expanding your palate can be achieved by constantly trying new foods and carefully analyzing how their ingredients give flavors. Learn to focus on your food. While eating, you need to learn to focus on what you taste and how various flavors blend. Reduce your sugar intake. Sugar can affect the accuracy of your palate, so cutting back on it is usually an important step toward improving your palate. Avoid various non-food items. Besides sugar, there are other things that people consume and that can affect the accuracy of their taste buds, like alcohol, tobacco, and medicines. In step 2, learn to describe your food. As your palate improves, you need to learn how to express what you taste at any given time. Either alone or with family and friends, try to describe your meals as accurately and thoroughly as possible and mention how different ingredients blend. And step 3, take palate training. While attending culinary school can help, training your palate can be crucial for succeeding in this career. There are many courses and workshops that provide this education. And once you've completed a training course, you should be ready to apply for a job as a food taster. And step 4, apply for related jobs. Now that you have control of your palate and the ability to accurately describe what you taste, you can start applying for low-level food taster roles. Gaining practical experience is crucial, and continuous improvement can lead you to more senior roles as a food taster. Entry-level food taster positions include consumer taste testing opportunities, which are usually part-time jobs offered by manufacturing companies to test their products. Then step 5, monitor consumer preferences. One of the most important roles of a food taster is to understand if a certain food is in line with current consumer preferences. This implies constantly talking to consumers and trying to understand the ingredients they're interested in, how they cook them, and how they expect them to taste. Now, this can help you not make assessments on personal preferences, but on consumer demand. Then step 6, learn new foods and develop your palate. Advancing within a food taster career implies constant self-improvement. Now, you should constantly research new foods and consumer trends as well as try new ingredients that can expand your palate. And in conclusion, a career as a food taster offers a unique opportunity to indulge your passion for food while making a meaningful impact on the culinary world. Whether you dream of exploring exotic flavors, discovering hidden gems, or shaping the future of food innovation, the journey of food taster is as rewarding as it is delicious. So if you have a discerning palate and a zest for gastronomic adventures, consider embarking on the flavorful path of food tasting and savor the sweet taste of success. And if you have questions, suggestions, or just want to say hello, feel free to reach out. I'm here to help and engage in meaningful conversations with you. Don't miss out on future episodes and valuable life insights. Subscribe to the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show on your favorite podcast platform to stay informed and inspired. And if you found value in the podcast, help us reach more listeners by sharing it with your friends, family, and colleagues who might benefit from our discussions. Thank you for joining us on the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. Embrace the journey, stay committed to your goals, and remember, the world is your oyster. Or should I say, your gourmet dish. Bon appetit. Thank you.